T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We need to see where he's at. We need to see where our offense is at and continue to just keep rolling. And we want him to be out there today at practice, and we want him to be out there this week as a starter. I'm hoping that's the case. I just don't like these type of injuries. Like when you ask me that question, these type of injuries, you get to a point where they literally are day-to-day, and it becomes about where you're at with the pain and then how we manage that and everything. So I want to be able to tell you that he's going to go out there today, he's going to have a great practice, and we're going to be ready to start him this weekend. That's what I want. And we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping that that's the case. And if it is, we'll tell you tomorrow, and then we'll be able to roll.
It's above the hip. So it's like getting a Charlie horse or a dead leg on the quad, except it's above that area. And it's just, it just makes your whole body tight, running, and then obviously throwing. When you got to pull your right hip through, that motion, it doesn't feel comfortable.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Okay, you heard from Matt Nagy and you heard from Mitchell Trubisky, and the idea is to have Mitch start on Sunday. And I got to tell you, I think it's a crucial game for Mitch to start on Sunday because of the remaining opponents. This is by a mile the most winnable game. And if of your upcoming opponents, this is the best opportunity to stack together a couple of wins. If you can find a way to beat the Giants, which, let's be honest, you should. What is the point spread now? Is it 6? It might be going down, but you should be able to win this game. Mitch needs something good to happen for him because he's the guy that you need to learn about. You don't need any more information on Chase Daniel.
No, it truly is a situation where it won't get any easier than it will Sunday against the Giants for the Bears the rest of the season.
That's right.
The 2-8 football team, you go on the road to Detroit a short week. It's Thanksgiving Day. The Lions play very good on Thanksgiving Day traditionally. And then you step up in class, and there's nothing guaranteed about the final four games of the season. You want to get to 500. You want to start to begin to stack wins. Today's a big day for Mitch Trubisky as well, because he'll wake up after exercising that hip pointer and find out how he feels, if it is in fact a day-to-day thing. And I don't want to minimize the potential for pain and injury and the things that Matt Nagy outlined yesterday. It just seemed as if he was making more out of this than the player was. And I think that often is the case. But Mitch was on the field. We saw footage of him practicing. He looked like a guy who could function. I would make one suggestion, and only one suggestion right now. Don't practice the option. Don't run the option.
No.
Don't call the option if you know your quarterback has a hip pointer.
Don't RPO. I mean, we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah, I think this is one of those situations where you have to really – you need him to be on the field to take a step forward, but you have to know what you have and what you don't. Don't ask him to use his legs this week because it's a bad week to try to use his legs. You're right about the development, and I have come around to this. You know, Monday morning, you're like, oh gosh, okay, what is the best thing for this Bears team? But I think here we are a couple days later. He needs to develop, and you need to see growth. There are 91 quarterbacks this, or 91 games in instance this year where quarterbacks have thrown for 300 yards. Jason Leeser in the Sun-Times had that stat this morning. Mitch has not been one of those games. He has not surpassed 300 yards since last year. He's got to have a good moment. He's got to have something to build on.
Absolutely.
I don't agree with Matt Nagy that, I mean, you saw some progress on Sunday night, but to call that a good game by your quarterback, I think, is overstating it.
No, we the bar is so low, there's no bar. You just basically try not to trip over that thing as you walk over it. There's no bar. Who are we kidding? There's no need to jump or no need to hurdle anything. It's just, we just want to see the guy get a win. It's really it, David. I mean, if he throws for 300 yards, if he throws 3 touchdowns, we saw him do that. It still wasn't a great performance. Look, you just need to win some games. This is the number two overall selection in an NFL draft. He's in his third year. He only played 1 year of college. I know everybody wants to give him excuses and say it's development, but you had to know when you selected this guy that you were going to be having some trouble at some point. That's how this stuff is supposed to work. You're supposed to develop and fight through problems and deal with adversity and move on. You've devoted draft picks to move up to get him, a huge draft pick to get him. You built your team around him, and you really need to worry only about the fact that you've invested your 35 start. Get something out of this guy.
He's got to be the reason you win this week, and I think we haven't seen that this season. And it's interesting you say eliminate the RPOs, and I'm kind of with you because of his injury limitations.
But he doesn't make good decisions.
But this goes back to he has to play quarterback. He has to do what teams have been trying to make him do all season long. Look downfield, take a shot. They dissected and described the play that didn't happen with Anthony Miller yesterday, and he was asked about it, and I thought it was an interesting answer talking about how the it wasn't a route they expected because of the defense they got with the zone, and they thought that maybe they had a chance and the corner sunk back and he made a good recovery, and it was something he wished he would have let go of the ball sooner. Take more chances like that, because next time maybe you learn from that experience and you do get better and make that completion.
Okay, you talk about RPO. Run the I formation. Run the damn football, and then roll the guy out on a play action and let him do what he can do throwing the ball down the field. That seems to work a hell of a lot better than any other method that they've used this year. When he's in the RPO, and I'm talking about not just that one horrible play, that was a really bad play, and he ran that terribly, made a terrible decision and didn't do what he's supposed to do on that play. Maybe he was hurt, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, there have been different times where you've seen it through the course of the year where they're running RPO and Mitch he's making the wrong decision just on that.
I think as much as you can limit his
decision making. That's almost what you're saying.
To make that decision, I guess, because I cringe sometimes when they're in the shotgun, whether it's third and short or any time, because I think number one, with Cody Whitehair, you wonder about where the snap is going to be, and number two, I don't like the way the plays seem to develop slower when they're in the shotgun, and I don't think the Bears threaten downfield because and I don't know this without going back and watching and maybe studying it, but out of the shotgun, it seems like their average pass plays tend to be more shorter and also more horizontal. They don't seem to threaten downfield out of the gun, and I'm not sure that why that is, but I would like to see more of the I formation. I would like to see the more conventional approach. Even if that wasn't why he's here, this is a defense against the Giants. They're giving up a lot of points, and they're going to turn the football over, and you're going to have short fields potentially. Take advantage, take some chances, and be you again, because that's there's some risk involved that right now at 4-6, there's no reason not to take.
To me, this is a confidence game, okay? And I don't mean a shell game, and I don't mean that we're all being taken here, but to me, the quarterback's confidence seems shattered. It didn't help last week. The plane ride home didn't help. Whatever it is. Maybe now he plays with a little more abandon as a result of that, David.
Taken out of the game with 3.5 minutes to go didn't help.
No.
Regardless of the reasons that
are
stated.
I totally agree. But what I'm saying is you need to build his confidence. You need to get him to function well against a bad team. You need to game plan that up, and you need to be working on it even as we speak. I hope they're up there trying to put the finishing touches on their game plan. They need to take advantage of it. But let me ask them, what do you think the Giants are saying? What do you think the Giants are saying coming into Chicago where the quarterback's been booed, where the quarterback may have been pulled out, but maybe injury-related, who knows? They say it's injury-related. We'll take them at their word, and we'll raise an eyebrow. But they are looking at this as a chance to build up the confidence of their quarterback.
This is exactly what they're saying.
They're saying,
all right, guys, we're going into the Soldier Field. Start fast. This is a team that does not get out of the gate quickly. This is a team that starts slow. Their offense takes a quarter and a half to get going, get a lead. They're going to take some chances, I think, because they have nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
And they
nothing.
See this as an opportunity. Sunday is one of those rare moments, though, where Mitch Trubisky can go into a game and you can think that he can be the best quarterback on the field. And whether or not he can outplay Daniel Jones, that is a low bar. But you've got to do it. I'm tired of these NFL.com rankings of quarterbacks and seeing Mitch 28th, 29th. You know, he's got to be better than Daniel Jones. That's not a lot to ask.
Let's say you took the roster of the Giants and the roster of the Bears, and you handed them to NFL historian Bill Belichick, and you said, Bill, these two teams are going to play. Which one would you want on
There's
Sunday?
There's no question. There's no doubt. The Bears have a better roster. The Bears have an underachieving offense. The Bears have no reason to be 4-6. That's the problem. So you look at it this weekend. The Giants are rebuilding. The Bears are a disappointment. They have the better roster. There's no question about it.
And you know what? When you get to the 30, make a damn play so we don't have to look at another decision on a 48-yard field goal. Go ahead and feel free to either get this kid in the 30s when he's kicking or score a damn touchdown.
Or if you're going to kick a 48-yard field goal, make it. Make it.
I mean,
what's the weather forecast for Sunday? I know it's not going to be 75 and sunny.
No.
So maybe 45?
I hope it's okay.
51.
Get out! We won!
Come on!
We are winners, all of us! I'm not talking about the teams.
Wait, check that. 44.
Oh damn it. Another day.
Eddie,
at least it's not cold.
Eddie. If he's still on the team, he's got to be given a chance.
312-644-6767. Well, let's talk a little about that next, because I think that's an interesting discussion. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have not. I'm certainly not a kicking specialist, by no means. But I haven't. You know, again, everything gets magnified, and it's frustrating because he wants to make it. You know, I know he's competitive as hell. He wants to make that. He's mad at himself. We know that. So we want him to know that we got confidence in him. And when you get a chance to go back out there, the thing to me that was a little bit different was what we talked about was, you know, it was two in a row that he missed, and that's what we're working through. And so now when we get back out there, he's gonna make them, and we're gonna get rolling.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Matt Nagy, the Bears head coach, talking about Eddie Pinheiro, the kicker.
Yes, the kicker that he didn't trust enough to try a field goal on 4th and 9.
It stinks.
Yeah. See, that's
where I kind of have an issue with the confidence that he displays behind the podium and in the microphone, and he says the right things about Eddie Pinheiro. And then on Sunday, we saw an example of that was not a show of confidence when you decide to go for it on 4th and 9 after he missed one field goal from 48 yards.
I think when he says the guy missed two in a row, I think it was miss, let's not try this miss. I think that there was a third one in there that they opted not to attempt, and they went for it on fourth and nine with this offense. So to me, that is three misses in a row. One was a coaching miss, but if the kid came in and missed to the right and then came in again, would the ball have been down the center?
Because maybe.
By sitting there and thinking about it,
we'll
when he got his
know.
Chance again, he kicked it the other way.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, not to go negative on you, but I mean, if he was 0 for 3 in L.A. in the first quarter,
then you could have cut him.
Would they have cut him?
I don't know.
I'm convinced they wouldn't have.
Well, they should have.
I think they want to finish the season with him. I think they want to extend this experiment through the regular season because they don't want to acknowledge what looks like a mistake.
It's 6:25 on the score. The kid could be down here by about 9 o'clock with traffic, and they ought to turn the
lights. Jill say it was that bad?
Well, I mean, he's coming from Lake Forest.
Okay.
That's probably lives closer to Lake Bluff.
It's raining.
He's probably living up, and it's raining.
And raining in Chicago is like 6 inches of snow, you know, so people drive different
I'm giving them a couple, 2.5
there's
hours.
There's always the chopper.
Well, they don't have that going.
They can pick him up on the chopper.
They would use their chopper, only it's raining.
I just want another rumor to be started.
And it takes a while to get a Powaki.
Like, I want you to hear that their lights were on at Soldier Field so we can speculate over who was at Soldier Field kicking.
Must have been him practicing.
Just remove that from the conversation. You know, this is something that we're still talking about the Bears kicking issues 10 games into a season that ended, after a season that ended last year with – the Bears facing the kicking issue is the number one problem.
What year did they cut Robbie Gould?
That was that was 2015, 2000.
Okay, so we're still talking about the kicking situation. Whatever, 5 years after they got rid of the kicker.
Well, at least that general manager's gone.
Because there were issues with him. At least that general manager's gone. There were issues with Robbie toward the end there, right? He had a bad year and then never has had one since, although he's hurt
Robbie
now.
Did. Look, that's part of the revisionist history that sometimes gets, you know, studied around here. Robbie did not have a great year before they cut him. And he kind of deserved what he got in many ways. The Bears did not replace him well, but his performance in 2015 was subpar. And I think even he has acknowledged that.
Sure.
That getting cut kind of shook his NFL reality, and he was better for it afterward. But there were a couple games in that lost season, that first season for John Fox, that Robbie Gould was missing the same kind of kicks that we're watching Eddie Pinheiro miss. And I can remember two in particular thinking, the Bears win that game if he kicks that field goal.
Okay, so if I'm following your logic, then you're saying Eddie Pinheiro can have a really good career if the Bears would just cut him.
He's going to be a great Giant.
Let's get to Dave. Dave is on the road. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So if there's anybody that understands a faltering offense, it's a lifelong Bears fan. And, you know, I share all the frustrations. But I'll tell you, I think it's unfair to Mitch that it seemed like the minute the offense started to falter, everybody piled onto him. I don't know if it was because, you know, they were not happy with what Ryan Pace did or whatever, but I think that my frustration is more aligned with what Kurt Warner tweeted in October, which was that it was painful or hard to watch the offense. He thought the scheme was totally idiotic. So minus the expletives, I share his opinion, but I feel like Mitch is getting more blame than Nagy.
Well, I think that's probably it's pretty equally distributed in terms of blame and responsibility. But, Dave, I think your point is well taken about the scheme not fitting the talent necessarily. But at the same time, I mean, when a quarterback struggles to the extent that Mitch Trubisky has struggled, it's impossible to ignore. He has not passed the eye test, regardless of his numbers. You have not seen a quarterback that looks like he's in command, that he's throwing with confidence, and that there's any accuracy. And that's a problem. It's all a problem.
Robbie was 33 for 39 with a high of 55 yards, of 55 yards the season that he was cut.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as bad as I made it sound. He missed a couple in down the, like really key moments, mm-hmm. I believe. I remember the 49ers in town maybe That was, no, was it the 40? There were teams down the stretch. I'll have to look into that. But he felt like it was, he was surprised that when it happened, they cut him in September, right? So that was almost like insult to injury, if you will. And it was the timing of it that stung as much as anything. But I don't think that he felt like that was his best year. He'd had better years. He'd spoiled Chicago to expect good kicking. And we'll talk to a good kicker from the Bears past at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Kevin Butler.
Great
kicker. Looking forward to
that. The Bears. Butthead is one of the one of God's great men. I had the pleasure of covering the latter part of his career. And I've told him this before, and I'll say it again. When all the writers went out to the Lantern after the last meeting of the year, Butthead came in and bought everyone lunch. That goes a long way, guys. Just telling all team members, take care of those beat writers. So,
you're just giving Eddie Pinheiro
the writer's
ideas.
Cup. There you go.
How do you know he's not doing
no,
that?
No one even knew about it. When we went to get the bill, it had already been paid by Butthead. Isn't that something?
What a kind man.
What a nice gesture.
Yeah. That doesn't happen.
And I don't know. Did you see this? Somebody texted, I think it was Richmond, tested it. Eddie Pinheiro has never seen a snowflake in his life. That's something to think about.
Well, it's something they should have thought about.
Right.
You sign a guy that's never kicked in weather, you know, colder than 40 degrees, and you say, come to Chicago and Soldier Field, one of the
most... Some of the snowflakes today, difficult. Some of the biggest yeah. I have ever seen.
That could have fallen on Sunday, but they're coming. They're coming.
Is that something really to consider? I mean, the fact that he's from Florida, played in Florida, bringing him to Cold Weather City... Do you think that how much of that is really
I think there's probably
legitimate.
Something to it. You would hope that is the weather is supposed to go kind of fall into winter. It's not supposed to just go Halloween is winter.
Well.
So maybe his blood has thickened by now.
And Kevin, I hate to go back to what Dave Wanstead said on Tuesday. I think that with a team that was, when you signed him, that was ready to go deep in the playoffs, you thought – you wanted to reduce a margin for error. You wanted to get something you could count on. If you were a developmental team, you think, oh, this guy's talented, and maybe we'll make the playoffs, but we're going to see what we have, because if he can't kick in good in cold weather, okay, we'll learn that along the way. I don't know why they didn't consider that when they brought him in.
You should have brought in Chris Blewett, like I had said the whole time. Chris Blewett.
He's still out there.
I know he's still out there.
Are all the guys they brought in still out there? I mean, just saying.
Elliot Fry, I believe, signed with the XFL. He is a member of the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Where's Vedvik?
So
Vedvik is not rostered.
I think we spent an entire day.
We did.
Talking about the impact of the Vedvik trade.
Well, he's out there. He's,
and the Bears almost
agent.
Ended up with him.
They did. They came close.
Yeah. Maybe after this week, after Eddie misses a couple more, they bring in Vedvik
They kind of hooked it left on that deal, and then when it came down to it, it was kind of wide right.
Hey, should we bring in Dave Richard
we
next?
Should.
Yes, please.
You think it's a good idea?
Yes, enough with reality football. Let's go to fantasy football.
It's a calmer practice.
Rich! Rich for fantasy. We cry. Hey. Rich. Rich for fantasy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Dave Richard is a Chicago guy made good, CBS sports fantasy football expert, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Dave, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. It is time. We are near the fantasy playoffs and leagues. There's like two more weeks in most leagues where everybody gets to play, and then the best of the best take on each other. It's time to really get the lineups moving in the right direction, get some teams going in the best way possible so that we can win some leagues.
Well, I know you're waiting with bated breath to see if Mitch Trubisky practices today, because everybody wants a piece of Mitch this week, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I've got him ranked as the number one quarterback in fantasy football this week, right ahead of Lamar Jackson. Sure.
Good one. Good one, Dave.
Yeah, sure.
312-644-6767 is the number. You can light him up for Dave. It is an important time of the year. Dave, you got Aaron Rodgers coming off a bye week, and people here wondering if they're going to continue to win, if that helps their offense. Is he a dangerous person to play this week?
A dangerous person, I don't know. I've got him ranked as a top 12 quarterback, but I've got Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, and Sam Darnold ahead of him. And remember, this is fantasy football. It's all about stats. It's not about who I think is going to the Hall of Fame or anything like that. I wonder if this is a game where the Packers lean on the run. We've seen this 49ers run defense go in a completely different direction over their past four games. And the Packers, coming off of a bye, fresh legs at running back, I think it makes sense for them to lean on Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and not necessarily throw against the 49ers. Now, maybe push comes to shove, the Niners build a lead, and Aaron Rodgers does have to throw. I think he's just got modest upside, and he's had a lot of games this year that have disappointed fantasy football folks. So I think that you can aim higher than Rodgers this week. Might be good for 225 and two touchdowns max.
Do you think the same thing applies to the Bears in that the rushing attack will be emphasized? I know we say that a lot with Matt Nagy, and it seldom comes through, but they have been using David Montgomery a little more, Dave. And I think against the Giants, you wonder, is that a smart guy to start?
I think it is, and the reason why is because just we've seen this before where the Bears come off of, you know, whether it's an embarrassing loss or a tough loss or anything like that, and they kind of go right back to their run game. And Montgomery, just for what it's worth, he hasn't looked great this year. He's had some good moments, but they are going to give him carries. And you remember that matchup against the Chargers. He had 27 carries, four catches. He got you over 20 fantasy points in non-PPR. And the Giants, for whatever this is worth, they've given up at least 10 non-PPR fantasy points to each of the seven running backs they faced who have had at least 14 carries. Guess how many carries at minimum Montgomery has had in his past four games? It's 14. Hmm. So if the Bears lean on him, he should be able to, at the very least, find the end zone, if not maybe break away for a couple of decent runs, help those people who start him in fantasy.
We're going to get to your public here in a second, but we have a texter with a very unique problem. He's got Mahomes, who's on the bye, and he's got Stafford, who is injured. So he wants to know who off waivers, Derek Carr or Jacoby Brissett?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would go with Brissett. The track record, first of all, quarterbacks against Houston, most of them have been putting up insane numbers. And the track record for Frank Reich, he's played Houston three times. His quarterback has had nearly at least 320 yards, if not 400 yards, and multiple touchdowns every single time. And usually I like to veer toward the run game on Thursday Night Football because it's a short week and it's just easier for running backs to heal up and get ready for the game. But I don't know. Without Marlon Mack there, I don't know if the Colts are going to have an effective run game. So Jacoby Brissett is someone that I'm counting on for a big game, and that's another quarterback that I would start ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, let's get out to the phone lines. Novell is checking in from Olympia Fields. Novell, you're on with Dave Richard.
Thank you for taking my call. Good morning. Standard league, should I start Hunt or David Montgomery?
I would go with Montgomery there, and I like the outlook for Hunt, too. I mean, he's taking on Miami, and it's an incredible matchup for the Browns, but you know he's going to split with Nick Chubb, and he's going to be on the short end of that split with Chubb. Montgomery has a little bit more upside.
Anthony is in Justice. Anthony, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, Dave. Question, 12-man PPR, have Deshaun Watson or Jameis Winston?
How can you start Jameis when you've got Deshaun Watson? Listen, Jameis, with all the interceptions the last two times, he's had a bad turnover game like this, and there's already been, you know, like I said, twice this year. He's been okay coming back from it, but it's not an easy matchup for him. This Atlanta defense has changed quite a bit. They are much faster up front. I don't know what Dan Quinn put in their Wheaties, but they are just getting after it. They would make Bears fans jealous with the way that their front four is playing. I would trust Watson against Indianapolis for sure.
Fred in Crown Point has a quarterback question for Dave Richard.
Yes, Jameis Winston, or I can pick up Jeff Driscoll for Detroit, and how is he looking the rest of the year?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. Driscoll had the much better game than Winston last week. That's a case where I would go with Winston ahead of Driscoll, but I would double-check your waiver wire. Here are my quarterback sleepers for this week. I already talked about Brissett, but Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Garoppolo, if he happens to be out there, I would take him. Nick Foles and Ryan Tannehill, both of those quarterbacks playing against each other, Jacksonville at Tennessee this week, I would take both of them ahead of Jameis Winston. Winston's 15th for me in my rankings. He can be okay. I think that's probably the nicest thing I could say. 250 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, probably what's in line for Winston.
Yeah, unless your league rewards interceptions, it's probably a bad idea to take.
I'd like to play in that league.
Sean's in Portage. Sean, you're on with Dave Richer.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I also have a quarterback question. Both my quarterbacks are on byes. I already picked up Baker Mayfield, but Ryan Tannehill and Jared Goff are on waivers. Just wondering what you would do. Thanks.
Yeah, I would go with Ryan Tannehill. He's given you at least 22 fantasy points each of the past four games he's played in. Jacksonville's pass defense is pretty good, but I think that the Titans can come up with enough with Tannehill to make him okay. I can't trust Jared Goff. The offensive line is going to be really tested this week against the Ravens, and Baltimore secondary might be the best in the league right now. Going to make it hard on Goff to put together big numbers.
Dave, we've got a texter wants to choose between Kyler Murray or Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
Kyler's on bye this week, so Deshaun Watson is the easy one to go with. And I'll tell you what, I'll take it one step further. I think Watson is the quarterback the rest of the season. We've seen some great play from Kyler Murray, and I liked him last week. He even beat my expectations, but the schedule is going to be tough for him, taking on the Rams, Steelers in his next two games. You might not feel totally comfortable going with Kyler Murray until week 15 against Cleveland. That's usually the fantasy playoffs. An idea, and this is me spitballing, is to cut Kyler Murray off your team now, pick up somebody who might help your squad sooner. I know you might be giving Kyler Murray to somebody else in your league who could use him potentially against you, but I don't know if he'll be very good until that Week 15 game against the Browns.
Dave, is there any reason to take a Bears player at this point? And I understand maybe you take their return game defense if you feel like the quarterback's going to be fumbling all over the field or they can get a pick and a pick six, but I just look at that offense and I don't know, you know, even Allen Robinson, it doesn't seem like they can get the ball to him.
No, and what I'm counting on is a favorable matchup against the Giants in the secondary that's made a lot of mistakes. And
right.
I know the Bears probably aren't going to challenge past 15 yards too often, but those catches will rack up for Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel. Taylor Gabriel's been putting up some nice numbers. I think he deserves to be recognized for it in fantasy. But outside of those two and outside of, well, I guess there's more than just David Montgomery. I think Tariq Cohen, if Matt Nagy is wise, and you know, make your wise crack right now if you want to, Tariq Cohen would end up being somebody who I think could help this offense because of his speed, because of his versatility, because of his ability to catch passes and make a play after the catch. The Bears need as many of those guys on the field as they possibly can. So Cohen could end up being maybe a decent flex play in PPR leagues. So I wouldn't rule him out either as a potential option for fantasy this week.
Dave, I love your labels on CBSSports.com. You got the sneaky sleepers. You got the sneaky streamers. A risky starter, Amari Cooper. Explain.
Well, he's not at 100%, and he's going up against if the Ravens are the toughest secondary in football, then I guess the Patriots are second toughest, or maybe the Patriots are the toughest and the Ravens are second toughest. But they are one A and one B. And I just, if you watch Amari Cooper play last week, and I did, he just doesn't look the same. He looks like he's cutting okay, but the speed is just zapped, and it's going to make it easy for the Patriots to take him away from Dak Prescott in their big showdown on Sunday. So I would be nervous to use Amari Cooper this week. There's a lot of other wide receivers that I'd rather go with. In PPR, I'd rather have Allen Robinson, believe it or not, and I'd rather have Michael Gallup because he just seems to be moving a lot better than Amari Cooper does at this point.
312-644-6767 is the number. Let's get back to the phone lines. Robert is in Gurnee, and Robert, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hate to ask another quarterback question, but this one's a pickle. I have Aaron Rodgers coming out of the bye or Josh Allen coming off an awesome game. I can't pick between the two.
Remember who Josh Allen played in that awesome game. It's the Dolphins, and their defense is atrocious. Denver's defense is much better. I don't love that the Broncos are on the road for the second straight week, and that might make things easier for Josh Allen, but I still think that the Bills are going to try and get their run game kicked into high gear. Allen, I think, could be good for 20 fantasy points. That's okay. I think you're always shooting for more than that, so I would play the upside card with guys like Carr, Darnold, Mayfield, and even Foles, Tannehill, and Jameis ahead of Josh Allen, and yes, Aaron Rodgers ahead of Josh Allen.
Let's go to Gabriel on the southwest side. Gabriel, you're on with Dave Richard.
Yes, I got a half point PPR, Jonathan Williams, who's going tonight, or Ronald Jones.
Yeah, I don't love either of those guys, but at least in a half-point PPR, maybe there's a chance for Williams to get in some decent numbers. It's probably going to be – I would probably recommend Jones over Williams. My hunch, and this is just a hunch, is that Jordan Wilkins is going to be the top running back for Indianapolis. Not sure he's going to have a great game. And Jonathan Williams, who did have a great game last week, will probably be in a supplementary role. Maybe he only gets 7-8 touches in the game. I think Ronald Jones will get better than that. Don't love either one. But put me down for Jones over Jonathan Williams.
Dave, you're the best. Always a joy to talk to you. How's the weather going? Everything okay?
I got to tell you, last night my daughter had a soccer game, and it was I needed a windbreaker. It was cold.
Oh,
it was like below 70 degrees.
Below 70?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. Living down here for basically 20 years since I left Chicago, man, it had thinned out my blood in a crazy way. And now, like, I can't stand the cold. It's nuts, but, you know, I don't have any big jackets down here. If I had a heavier jacket, I would have been
rough. Dave, toughen up, Buttercup.
Dave Richard turned Western Conference basketball player. Who would have thunk it? All right, buddy,
thanks, Dave. Good stuff.
Good luck in your leagues, guys.
That is Dave Richards, CBS Sports fantasy football expert. I wonder what that's like. I've never been outside of this climate, which, by the way, is I read something recently. It is the most diverse. I mean, in other words, we have the hottest summer and the coldest winter anywhere. Like the dichotomy of the two.
The Midwest, you mean?
Chicago area.
Has the most diverse weather?
We have the most polar opposite. The okay. Hottest summer versus the coldest winter.
The widest range.
Thank you.
Yeah. So. That's plausible.
It is plausible because there are times in the summer where you're like, it's so hot.
There are times in the summer where you long for days like today.
Today's a nice day. Right? Nice
yesterday
cool rain.
Yesterday was a nice day.
I like a nice cool rain.
Yesterday was a nice day. Don't wrinkle up your face. It was a nice day for November.
Dude, I went for a run outside. You'll be happy to know yesterday.
You did?
David, I did.
Wow.
I know. How
Kevin,
about it?
Running?
That is great.
Running from anyone.
I didn't even know the ice cream trucks came down your block in the winter.
Well, it was almost 50.
It was a nice day yesterday. Good day for a jog.
For you, maybe. Yeah. Other people had issues they had to deal with.
Okay.
Didn't make it as nice. We're gonna bring in our guy Brad Biggs. Biggs time's next.
Biggs time.
Mully and Hall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.